That's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
Welcome to The New Next, a podcast that addresses current events and how they will impact the future. Now I'm in the OKC improv community, and all this happening at the same time of me working for a state agency in a very conservative state. But OKC Improv is a very in theory, they're very liberal. Like, they're very they think certain things. That seems to be a common trend for most of the people that participate in the community.
Yeah.
And because there is a clan nature whenever we join a group, if somebody says something about one of my friends in OKC Improv, that I might have even made that same remark when I was purely in a Toastmaster or church culture, that now I'm like, hey, stay away or you're going to deal with me too. You know, it's like you're picking on one of my people. It doesn't even matter if I agree with my people. It's the fact that it's one of mine. And we constantly are having these life-changing events. So, like, I mean, just where you were, I guess I want to say 6 months ago, but we'll say January. Think about how much your life has given you new opportunities to think of things differently since January of this year.
Yeah, definitely.
And you've had a lot of major life changes that have offered that opportunity since January of this year.
Yeah.
And so I'm not going to say we were or we're not. And I know you're like, well, you're just talking about you. Maybe we were harsh, but at the time, maybe we needed to be harsh to continue believing a certain thing at the time.
Yeah.
And now that might not be as important. So we go back and watch it and go like, well, there's some truth there. And that's both positive and negative. Whenever you're trying to hold on, it's negative. But if you're looking at a different form, and that's one thing that's great about Spencer. You know, he's willing, or at least he seems to be the kind of person that is willing to try anything to see if it can stick. But that's the thing, that things, the only things that stick are the things that you're willing to let stick.
Well, yeah, and I don't know if he's willing to try anything necessarily. I think it's more like he's open. So Wayne Dyer says something that's like, he's like about being open to everything and attached to nothing. Mm-hmm. And I think it's at least for me, it's always something that I've thought about, and it's like, openness is one of my, and I believe when we did the Myers-Briggs, I scored high on openness, but it, like, that's, there's openness and closeness, and I've always found openness is a better path, even though it may be, there's probably more, much more consequences to being an open person in general things of society. And I think that, but maybe that's more of people projecting on you than it is, because essentially, you know, like, we've talked a lot about how we think that we're going into a new Renaissance age over the last couple of years. And in that, I believe that it's going to be more more inclusive on individual mm-hmm. identities and beliefs. And you could just look at our generations, like Gen Z is extremely open, even more than, you know, millennials. You're kind of like a cusp, but we all come from different experiences, and it's, you know, self-expression, I think, is an important thing. And it's also important to talk you know, talk shit basically and challenge people's views of society. And that's how we kind of like work through what's real and kind of the implications of certain things.
I completely agree with that. Everything you just said. These are the arguments placed by other people. And I think there's valid points in these arguments. So I don't know if the argument themselves is enough of a deterrent. If you're open to everything, then it can be very difficult to get anything done in the practical sense.
I think it's more not being like taking life how it is and not being, you know, not projecting your beliefs on, like, you know, it's we've come out of this society for hundreds of years where there was a whole, you know, pseudoscience based on measuring black people's heads to decide whether or not they were inferior or not, you know, just crazy things that just make zero sense. But it's, you know, that's a closed mindset, and it's, I think, really based more on projection of our own insecurities and kind of, you know, programming a situation or a simulation the way that you want it to be.
See, I don't know if I agree with that. I almost think that's more of an open mindset to measuring something that hasn't been measured before to try to see what the results are from it. Now the people that were doing it maybe for wrong.
Well, they already had the answer figured out when they went into it and were trying
I have reasons for it that we can go into, but I do balk a little bit about the just taking life as it comes, because if you mean that truly, like 100%, then again, nothing gets done. Things just get done to you, and it takes away, it absolves the opportunity to. It makes free will a lot less. And if you believe in simulation anyway, then that doesn't really matter. But I'm going to fight for free will until I can be told that, and until I can be shown mathematically that free will is basically impossible. I'm a more closed free will person than a lot of people who endorse free will. Because I think free will at most might have only 10 to 25% opportunity in how choices are made. I'm a much big environmentalist and experienced. Like between experience and environment takes up 80 to 90% of how our choices can be made. But I still believe that there's at least 10% that we still choose certain things that we have the ability to make a decision that does not make sense based on our environment and experience. And that's that's considered very closed to a lot of people.
Wayne Dyer with him. Like a blog thing from 2010. He was like an old writer and I guess spiritual teacher. Let's see. So he's dead, so we can't ask him. But it was this blog post starts off, having a mind that's open to everything and attached to nothing sounds easy until you think about how much conditioning has taken place in your life and how many of your current thoughts were influenced by geography, the religious beliefs of your ancestor, the color of your skin, the shape of your eyes, the political orientation. So I think it's kind of like the you be you and trust in your own self rather than necessarily thinking that this is the framework that has to dictate how you should look at things in all cases.
If you would like to learn more about the New Next podcast, find us at thenewnextpodcast.com, where you can suggest a topic you would like for us to cover. If you enjoyed what you heard, share the podcast, tell a friend about it, or rate us with 5 stars.